Have you ever looked up into the sky and thought, huh, what is that? Well, that's the
universe.
And today, the universe is saying, have a good day. Oh, welcome back. How are we this evening? Not feeling too talkative. That's all right. We've all been there. Can I get you started with something? You want to do something simple, like a rum and coke or a beer, or I see you're feeling a little more adventurous. How about a Negroni? Equal parts Campari, gin, sweet vermouth? Or maybe something a little darker? More sultry cousin, like a Boulevardier? Switch the gin with the bourbon? Wow, you're feeling something darker. Gravelly. Exotic. Erotic. Good mouthfeel. Make your nose hair curl. Nipples get so hard they'll cut glass. Make you wince. Is that pain or pleasure? Got it. Equal parts Jake, Brandon, and Matt. Half part draft, 1667. Quarter part Laphroaig, a hit of something sticky. A dash of orange bitters. Shiitake mushroom around the rim. Shake it. Serve with a twist. Yeah, that sounds right. My name's Jake.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Matt.
It's called a qualified nonsense. Oh boy.
And it tastes like ass.
And it tastes like ass. Welcome back, boys.
Thank you. Have you seen those? It was like, it got posted online a while ago that in the 70s, Campbell's tried to like do these like broth cocktails where,
ooh, no.
Like they had ads where it was like, ooh, mix, you know, beef stock with, you know, bourbon or whatever. And
chicken tequila. Yum.
Ooh, yeah. That sounds rough. Although I guess it would give like
a hot toddy type sort of.
Yeah,
or almost like a Bloody Mary kind of.
Yeah, but it still has nutritional value.
It adds like a a viscosity to the drink. Like a lot of times, what are some alcohols that do that?
Because separate. You'd have to shake it up. And have to...
Yeah, it would look like a one of those like brain hemorrhage. Like you remember those yeah. shots that look disgusting.
You have to put them in like those little diabetic Coca-Cola cans, just the little ones.
Actually, while I was writing this, I was thinking about I don't remember what made it was the slippery nipple or the buttery nipple, well, something like that. That was a shot.
Buttery nipple.
What's in that? Butterscotch something and something.
Yeah, just like a vodka because it makes.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it? It's pretty similar to
breast milk.
Brain hemorrhage. Pump, pump, don't dump.
I remember the first time I ordered, I know you're not supposed to call them this anymore, but an Irish car bomb, and I didn't know you were supposed to chug it. And so I dropped the Baileys in there and like took a sip, and then it just sat there and just all like curdled.
Oh no. I met a guy who was really keen on having a bear fight, which is a car bomb and a Jaeger bomb, and you slam one of them after the other, and then they bear fight it out in your stomach. And I was like, that's not a good idea at all.
I just heard this Irish guy talking about the Irish car bomb, and he was like, yeah, one of my friends is like, hey, Steve, let's get an Irish car bomb. He's like, no, we don't do that. That's like super offensive. He's like, why? He's like, well, it was a drink that became popular during our, you know, very contentious times. Why don't we go order an American justice system? He's like, what's that? He's like, well, we order a pint of Guinness and a cop comes in and shoots it for no reason. He's like, hey.
Hey. I mean, I'm sure there's another name they've come up for them, but
I think it's just like a general drop shot.
Yeah, I think I think it's still called a car bomb. You just don't put it once you add the Irish. Yeah. It's offensive.
Let me see.
I don't know much about that
Irish slammer or Irish shot. I guess
You should watch Dairy Girls, Jake.
Yeah, I've seen the first couple of seasons. It's great. But that was a scary time.
Then you know everything you need to know.
That's with historical accuracy.
We actually, the other night, me and my wife were scrolling trying to find something, and we noticed that Rick Steves was all on. I forget what streaming platform it was on, but we're like, when's the last time you watched Rick Steves? Like, let's watch a Rick Steves. So he did, and it was him in Dublin, and he actually goes into quite a bit of detail about the, in a very Rick Steves way. He's like, here is where all the bombings happened. And he was like, oftentimes you would find bloodied, battered souls on the streets. Let's pop in for a pint.
Jesus Christ.
Da, 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 da.
Was it like an older episode or a new one?
Oh, no, it was old. They're all like archived.
Yeah.
They definitely show.
We were talking about a few episodes ago, we were talking about the aging of television shows. And I've been really tempted to restart The Sopranos because, Matt, you had talked about it.
Mid-season four right now.
Nice. Did they kill Big Pussy yet? Is he?
Yes.
Was that like season two?
What?
Season one? What? Yeah. But yeah, it is crazy to see the quality difference in film. Like, it's really not that long ago.
Yeah,
that they filmed that stuff, and it just looks like very, very different.
Let's say, like the transition from like video to digital, and then like also the aspect ratio changed in the early 2000s. So, yeah,
that stuff was all. It felt like that kind of just happened overnight. Am I remembering the transition wrong?
I remember like the digital antenna things, like the converter boxes that you could get from the government like you got a coupon and you could buy like if you had an old,
forgot about those,
older TV, you could buy the converter box so you could get the digital signal.
I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
The only thing I really remember is the big battle between Blu-ray and HD DVD. Cause like nobody really wanted to invest in those movies because they didn't know who was going to win. Like, well, I don't want to end up with a HD DVD player and I can't play anything.
Right. The whole VHS beta.
I also remember like the sound wars of, all differing companies trying to bide for position. And like, is it going to be Dolby or is it going to be THX or is it going to be,
With MP3 players, like an iPod, can they play WAV files?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. What do I that
well,
never...
Well, actually, I think it depends. Mm-hmm. But yes, probably. If it's an MP3
actually,
player...
No, because you're supposed to convert WAV files to MP4.
It depends on the player.
But WAV is more...
Try it with your Zune, Brandon.
What?
You should try it with your Zune.
I should, yeah. I never had a Zune. I did have an iPod. iPod, yeah. I had to think of
I have an iPod Nano sitting around here somewhere.
Ours is around. That's what we used for our wedding, was DJ iPod. Like, we literally just bought a little mini iPod for it.
Well, aren't WAV files more robust? Or
there's certainly more data, and they can...
They're easier to edit.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been
like, for like
talking about WAV file formats. No.
Calm down, ladies. We'll get to the good stuff.
Actually, I did the John Carpenter movie I saw this week was Starman. Have you guys ever seen that movie? It has Jeff Bridges and Karen Allen in it?
No, I remember it, but I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh, it's really good. I'd never seen it before, and it was like for a John Carpenter movie, like it's really like emotional, and it's sort of like E.T. almost. Like the storyline is actually almost exactly like E.T., but it's about an alien who comes to Earth and takes on the form of this lady's dead husband, who's Jeff Bridges. Jesus. And
He's cold as ice.
And, well, he didn't. The alien didn't kill Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges died in a car accident. But the alien goes into this woman's house and like sees pictures of Jeff Bridges and like scans them or whatever and like replicates him. And then like so the movie is about him trying to get to the point where his spaceship was supposed to go before it crashed, and so she has to take him in her car. And meanwhile, like Jeff Bridges, like he's still like learning about human culture and like English and stuff, and he does a really good job in it. It's kind of like funny in parts, and I really liked it. I give it a high recommendation.
It's called Starman.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I do remember the cover. You guys remember video stores? We're really going off on some really fun tangents here. But
iPods and
Was it like an actual Carpenter movie though? With like
I don't know if he did the music for it or not. It wasn't super noticeable with the synth
film. Yeah.
There's really only one scene that felt like kind of John Carpenter-y, and it's where he's like transforming from an alien into an adult man. Like his body's like changing, like he morphs in 90 seconds from a baby into a man. And that scene's kind of like gross and weird and almost like a werewolf transformation almost. But
nice.
He's like, all right, I got 90 seconds to fit in my weirdness on this one. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, should we transform into the next segment? Get to some questions? Yeah.
Wait. They got all of this before we did our break. Wow.
I know.
You're welcome, fans and listeners. Do they have a name?
What? The listeners?
People who listen to Qualified Nonsense.
The Nonsensians.
Qualifiers? I don't know.
Ooh, qualifiers, that's good. The nobodies, because nobody fucking listens.
Crickets.
No, I'm just kidding. Come on. Crickets.
Lonely boys.
No.
No, it's not like chirpers.
That. It's not like that.
I call them sweetie pies. Because that's what you are for listening.
Our last episode is about what ages us.
I call them darlings.
My little angels.
Oh, honey.
Little angel babies. All right. let's take a break and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by The Outside. The weather is nice, and it's time to get out and enjoy it a little.
Playing soccer, swimming in a water hole, or just going for a walk
are just a few great ways to get that blood flowing, move your body, and enjoy the outdoors. Outside. We'll see you there.
And welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or connect with us on our socials. Now's the time on the show where we take on Reddit's most pressing questions by finding the top trending questions and answering them here. Our first question comes to us from Ask Reddit username Bearded Brad. Brad asks,
look at the beard on Brad.
Ooh. Your friend gives you $200 to gamble and you win $262,000. What would you do?
Change my phone number.
Wait, how much do they? What happens?
So your friend gives you $200 to gamble and you win $262,000. What would you do?
Are they there with you when this happens?
This is so funny.
This almost sounds like something that really happened.
Right.
Like they're typing this like in the bathroom of the casino.
Hey, quick question. Asking for a friend.
I would give them their $200 back. That's
uh, And there you go. You give them 150 back, and they're like, oh, I lost 50, and I just couldn't do anymore.
Just wasn't my night.
Like, just sorry. Second, my stomach's acting up. I'll be back in a minute.
No, I'd probably split it.
Yeah,
even Steven. Matt would.
I don't know. You would give them something. I wouldn't split it evenly.
Why not?
It wasn't your money.
It's not that person's luck. Well, it was a gift. You can't dictate what I do with a gift.
So, like, would you?
You guys don't think there would be any part of you that's like, oh man, I don't want to give 50 per. Like,
sure, sure. A part of me would be like, yeah. Oh man, gosh, I wish I could keep that. Oh well, here's.
Well, half I mean, of it. Yeah. There's the thing you want to do versus like kind of the right thing to do.
Also, we've talked about this before. Like, it's not your money either. It's just like random shit. It suddenly became yours. No, well, really. Like, it just became.
Oh,
yours.
I thought you were going down the can't take it with you.
Well, even like
you can't take it with
you. You know, like walking out of the casino with $100,000 is a lot better than what you walked in with.
Oh,
because you had to borrow money from a friend.
Split it 50-50 and then like. Go tell everybody like, hey, that guy won $100,000, and then go the other way.
Yeah, I guess we should probably define for Matt, like, when we say friend, like, what do we mean?
How close to a friend?
Like, one of us? Now we know what not to do.
Okay, well then, how about this? You're with your friends, and you don't borrow money, but you are with them, and you win $262,000. Do you do anything for them? Do you give them $1,000? Do you be like, oh, probably. Let's all share this together?
$250,000? Absolutely. Everybody's getting $1,000.
Sorry, 262.
Sure. Yeah. But I just mean like, yes, everybody's getting $1,000 and I'll get like a big dinner and breakfast the next day, but only if everybody puts out.
That's the expectation. It's implied. Yeah, well, I mean, like, if let's say you got a scratch off ticket like in a birthday card or a Christmas card or something, and then you end up winning a big jackpot on that, mm-hmm. Do you feel, I mean, that's a gift, but do you feel like maybe, you know, you should kick a little down to the person that got it for you?
I would.
A scratch off ticket?
Yeah. Like, let's say you won like $50,000 on a scratch off ticket. Like, it's not like an insane amount of money, but it, you know, it's a good chunk of change.
Sure.
Would you give them like $10 or something? Like, oh, here's your money back from buying the ticket.
Yeah. Here's a fiver. Pull my car around, friend.
I'd give them $10 and say, man, you're lucky. Can you go get another one for me?
Oh, nice.
You work for me now. I own you.
You work for me now. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's something really like satisfying about that too. Like there's certainly I know, Matt, you've been rolling your eyes because I'm like this sort of like altruistic, you know, answer. But like there's something selfish about it. Like there's something very satisfying in like making someone's day. Like $1,000 for some people, for most people, just like a out of the blue $1,000
happened when we were in New Orleans, right?
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. And you
can't
you,
say
you want a fair amount.
Matt, you wouldn't do anything. Like I bought drinks.
I know. No, you spread. Did. Well, that's why out, I was.
So everybody
that's
could
why,
enjoy. That's all.
I couldn't agree with you more. You were super generous, and you bought us.
But also at the same time, just for the sake of funny stories, it would be like somebody gave you $200 and you won $262,000. Be like, oh man, thanks for that. That was great.
And then I'd like, be turn around and walk away. If I were the friend who gave the $200 and I got nothing, I'd be pissed. Like if I feel like
I'd probably try to like fight you for some of it back. Like you motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'd definitely stack tap you and grab some of it.
But I just feel like karmically, like if you know, if you were the friend who got the $200 in the situation, it's like, you know, let's say Matt, you invite me to the casino and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm a little short. And you're like, oh, no, I got you. Here's $200. And then I, you know, on a slot machine, I hit a jackpot for $262,000. I feel like that would just be like shitty. Like you would just cosmically like that
it's
would
a
be
a great way to end
bad
up on the news.
To yeah, just hoard it all.
What if it was like what if it was one of those one of those games that like won you a car?
Those I feel like are always kind of entrapment because you still have to pay taxes on the vehicle at the end.
Sure, sure. Oh yeah, yeah. Just like kick the taxes down to down to your
to the buddy. Hey man, thanks. I'm glad I won this, but I can't cover the tax.
If you pay taxes, I'll give you a ride.
This what top, are some of the answers?
This the top one says: one day I was when I was a kid, I gave my dad a quarter to play the slot machines in the Las Vegas airport. He won $100. He gave me my quarter back. My mom chided him for being cheap. He gave me another quarter. He thought it was hilarious.
God damn.
That's 50% of the investment back. You just made double.
Yeah, he doubled his money.
Here's a little something called math, kid. It's called economics.
A lot of people talking about their parents kind of doing similar things. When I was a kid, my dad bought myself and my siblings scratch tickets. I won $40. He took his money back for the whole purchase, and I got the rest, like $32 or something. I felt he was kind of cheap, but now that I'm older, I kind of get it.
I mean, yeah, dad, I can understand why, like, especially if it's you're trying to just do something nice for your kid. Maybe it was money was even tight. He shouldn't have even spent that money. He was like, I really need this back.
This person says gamble the $262,000 away so I don't have to make a hard decision.
Damn. Oh, good. That's good. I would say, yeah. Chances are if you're like if a friend, I don't know, I feel like loaning friends money is a tricky thing to begin with, let alone being with a friend and be like, hey, we're at the casino and I have $200, and somebody's like, yeah, that's a good idea.
This person says, you take 121K, I take 121K, and we blow the remaining 20K on the most memorable goddamn trip ever. Which, that would be a fun way to This person says, do 131K each and blow each other.
Save the 20,000.
Give back 20K. And then somebody responded saying, I side with this. 10% is standard broker's fee.
That's true. Okay. Could do that and then be like, look, I'll commit to having an incredible trip like that previous one.
Wait, broker's fee. Wouldn't that mean that that the person who won it would keep 20K?
Yeah.
But then they'd give the rest back to the original person who...
No. I guess it depends on like what is your fiduciary duty as a friend in this situation. Is your friend giving you money with the hope that they're basically like treating it like an investment, that whatever the friend wins, no, that they'll get that back?
Or there's no way casino, that happens.
Especially at a casino. Like,
I think Matt has the right idea to think hard, long and hard about if you're going to lend money to a friend. And I've always had the stance that if you're lending money, just call it a wash. Like, if you get it back, great. If you don't get it back, that's what you signed up for. That way you don't lend too much that you're going to be hurting yourself, because we're not the Sopranos and we're not adding a point onto or 2 points or whatever.
Well, also most places in the country, a casino is a pretty far drive away from most population centers. And so if your friend was the one who drove you there and they gave you $200, you should probably give them some so you get a ride home.
Give them some gas money.
Bing. This person says, if someone is willing to give me $200 to gamble, they're a good enough friend to deserve half. So that's nice.
Yeah, that's exactly. Something tells me if you need to borrow $200, the casino is not where you should be.
Yeah.
But what do we know about priorities?
Not much. It's 11:27 here.
Should roll the dice for the next question.
All right. Next one here is from the No Stupid Questions subreddit. Username StrongCut1797. They write, do men notice makeup? When going out to dinner with my boyfriend, I had curled my hair and done a face full of makeup. When we got back, I told him I was going to wash my face so I could take off my makeup and get comfortable. He looked me in my face and said, shocked, you're wearing makeup? I'm not kidding. Eyebrows done, eyeliner, blush, contour, lashes, the whole nine yards. So men, please tell me what is going on. Is he trying to be cute or did he seriously not notice? Thank you for your answers.
What was his reaction after you came out of the bathroom?
Egad!
Where's Trisha and what'd you do with her?
It is kind of crazy when, I don't know how many like makeup tutorial videos or anything you guys have watched, but they're really fascinating because you can transform yourself into like a completely different looking person with makeup. Like I've seen ones where they do, like they turn themselves into celebrities. Like I saw a woman who like made herself look like Steven Tyler or Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I do think they're fascinating. I think those are more impressive than, they're still like beyond anything I could ever do, but I follow one that turns herself into like characters. So like she did Jim Carrey from The Mask and she like turned herself into Spider-Man and the Hulk and stuff. It was like, it's pretty crazy to like, not only to be able to do it like this, but to have to do it in reverse.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like everything is backwards.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive in that regard. Yeah. I mean, I think that, there's probably a lot of unnoticed makeup that men encounter all the time. And I think they just think that it's, especially men that are not in long-term relationships or long-term live-in relationships, it might not be as noticeable, but there's a lot of work that goes. I mean, women put a lot of time into making themselves look a particular way. Something that Anna and I regularly talk about is just how much more time is needed for her to get ready to go, just to sort of be what she considers
to look presentable.
No, really, like to a degree, without getting like, albeit friendly, but like comments of like looking tired or like, you know, whatever. There's just like a minimum that she feels comfortable going out in. That, and she doesn't use a lot, but just as sort of like a, in order to get a neutral look.
I do feel like we're at a time right now where, and I appreciate it, that the makeup focus is being on natural, like not over the top. Like there was a period of time where everything was just like, ooh, that's a lot of makeup. But that was kind of it, like the Tammy Faye Baker kind of generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that, sure, and it does take time, and I get that, but it's like the focus is to look natural if you're trying to cover up blemishes and all that, but it's not like over the top like it used to be.
It's
not something I particularly notice, unless it is, you know, like Matt, you mentioned, like really, really
like mob
unsubtle, like drag queen type makeup. But it's, you know, or like, you know, like red lipstick and colored eyeshadow and all that stuff. But I guess I don't. Well, I don't know. Wouldn't it be a compliment if you don't notice it? Like,
Yeah, so versus that's exactly what I was going
to
say.
Unless you are trying to be more pronounced about it.
I just feel like I've been kind of trained to like not point out people's looks, right? So it's one of those, it's a very towing the line of like, do you comp like, hey, your makeup looks really nice tonight. It's like, oh, was that because you don't like my face the way it is? Or like, you're not supposed to kind of point that stuff out, or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's also just kind of a strange compliment in general to be like, your makeup looks great. It just feels weird to say.
The way this question is framed, it almost seems like the person who asked it is doing it to putting on makeup for her boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know if that's the way to go. If you want to wear makeup, I don't know if, you know, you should do it for other people.
I think she did it in the going out. She was just kind of disappointed that he didn't say you look pretty tonight or something, you know?
I do wonder if it's telling of a pretty bad precedent, which, you know, sure, people are, it seems the trend is to be more natural looking, but natural looking is with awesome. Blemishes and pimples and, you know, creases like bags. And so I would say that it's kind of telling to a little bit of a negative if this guy in this situation, if this guy's expectation is for her to always look like that, and he's like, oh, I didn't realize you were wearing makeup. That means when she goes in and she washes her face off of all the stuff, there is that potential for the moment of being like, oh gosh, that's what you look like. And that shouldn't be the way in which you judge someone, but like it is an interesting precedent, because I don't think, generally speaking, men appreciate or understand the amount of time and energy it takes to put makeup on, but then also like how much it's influencing unconscious bias and stuff like that.
There's
but women don't appreciate how long it takes us to trim our chest hairs. So
yeah, no, it's equal, one to one.
I do notice women wearing makeup, like subtle makeup. If you watch movies and TV, like especially like bedtime scenes, like women getting into bed, and you can tell they still have like a full face of makeup on, and like their hair's still done and all this.
Yeah, there's very few that present it with like, you look like you just washed your face and you have your curlers in, or like you're just wearing your boyfriend's sweater or something. No, they have like this very angelic way of hopping into bed. I was like, ah,
Did you guys see that?
Too high right now to be getting into bed.
Did you see that that French spy 60s spy comedy called OSS 117?
Yes,
it was really good. But there was a scene where he like wakes up from bed and he's got like messy hair, and he like goes like this, and they cut to the other angle, and then they cut back, and his hair is like perfect. That's just a really like charming, where he just kind of goes like this, and it's like combed and like shiny, and he's looking like really suave. Pretty fun.
Those are fun movies.
Yeah, I enjoyed them a lot.
Top answer here says, if the men find out we can shapeshift, they're going to tell the church.
It's a witch.
This person says, I only notice when it looks bad. You must have looked great. All right, keep it in your pants, buddy.
Give him a thumbs down while you're there, Brandon.
Yeah. Demote that.
Give Reddit him down post. Karma or whatever it's called.
We're so old.
Makeup is such a loaded word in this question. What
did you say?
Oh, this person says makeup is such a loaded word in this question. There's a huge spectrum between realistic light touch-up and drag queen / Tammy Faye Baker makeup. It's like asking if men notice smells. It's way too open of a question. This person says men aren't good at subtleties.
Just denying.
What's that?
That was a very political way of answering it.
Like they're outright denying the question in its totality. It's like, fuck you. It's not even the right question.
I'd Sorry, answer it if you asked it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, men aren't good at subtleties, which shines a whole different light on women's fashion. Shoes are a prime example. Men don't look down. If they ever did, they wouldn't know a Manolo Blahnik from a Walmart knockoff. You're decorating yourself to impress other women. The fashion industry salutes you.
Men are like the opposite of dogs. Can't dogs not look up? We can't look down. also about the comment about the question not being like phrased correctly. You know, I work in tech and a lot of I have to go to a lot of tech forums to find answers on like, you know, specialty problems that computers are having. And the nerds of the world are particularly pedantic in all of their responses. So I like half of the posts are like, well, your question doesn't actually make sense, and here's why. But and they have like a whole, you know, two paragraphs on why their question is like poorly phrased or like not actually about what they're asking. And
like people man, have to painful. Correct you, and it's like, oh, my wife and me. Oh, me, yeah. Me, my wife and I.
Like, yeah,
yeah. I do feel like Krisha wears makeup, like when she goes out daily, but it's. Like I don't really even like notice it unless she's wearing like lipstick or something, like some sort of
typical man. You still yeah. Here, do you?
Yeah, Anna yeah. does the same. She just sort of does low key stuff, and then if we're like going out on a date night or something like that, she usually puts on makeup or like a little more, like eyeshadow or something.
Some I don't care about.
No, but I well, and actually, you know, speaking
some
of what
dumb
you
had shit, she's wasting yeah, my money on. No,
yeah, I need everybody to listen to me right now. That was Brandon saying I do not condone. No, but I do comment on it. I'm like, oh, you look nice. Oh, and you got something extra on, or like, oh, I like your lipstick, stuff like that. But I'm sort of goofy in that regard.
But then where's the line of being like complimentary and brute? Like, oh, is it okay to be like, oh, I think there's a nice way to say like, oh, I wish you did that more.
Your face looks right? nice today.
Yeah, there's no good way to say it, but it's like, oh, I wish you had more time to do that. Or if you felt like you wanted to do it more. Cause like when like, because it's a date night, does that supposed to mean that that's the only time that you're supposed to feel that way?
Oh,
like how do you encourage yeah, him? No, like, hey, if it makes you feel better, I wish you had more time to do this.
Yeah. I don't think that.
I went to prom single.
I don't think that that's really my, I think she does it for herself, and I don't think it's for me necessarily. And so. But I'm not about to be like,
you should do this more.
You should do this more, because that's not really my place. I also know that she has to, I mean, she literally has to get up an hour before I do in order for us to leave the house at the same time.
Again, and, but how long do they think it takes to shave our chest hair in the shape of a heart?
Exactly. And mine, I only have that patch in the middle, you know, so my heart's pretty small and has to be, you know, the angles have to be just right.
You just have a Pokeball on here.
It's much easier in my nether regions. There's a lot more to work with. Like a lot more to work with.
Is there anything we do that like women say take a lot of, like, right? Isn't it the whole like, oh, it's going to take you forever to get ready. Is there anything that, I guess like being on the toilet?
Yeah. Shaving our faces and pooping. Those are the two.
Shaving my head. Takes a while.
Does your shaving your head takes a while?
No,
how often do you shave it?
I do it every other day.
With a Bic razor, or do you have a thing? Oh, no, you have a palm thing.
Well, I did, but then that thing, I don't know, it didn't, I like the closeness of the Bic compared to the electric shaver.
Didn't make me feel like a man.
What kind of razor do you use?
Like the ones that are like $3.99 at Grocery Outlet in a pack, like generic disposable razors.
What a badass.
Go swim in the ocean, you'll find them. Those ones.
There was I guess in the sort of like the early 2010s, it was pretty hip to have like specialty shaving shops in New York, and I went to a place and got like a nice Badger brush, like shaving brush, and nice shaving cream, and a safety razor, like a holder. And so I've been, that's how I shave my face.
Have you ever gotten shaved with a straight razor?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
What was that like? Yeah.
It was wild because it was with my brother and we were at this place that was it for, I don't remember why we were doing it. It was just like a Groupon thing. Oh. It was a Groupon thing. It was off of 59th Street Bridge, actually. And
the M&M store.
But the guys kept stopping. Yeah, it was a weird place. They had a TV playing with Scarface on. Yeah, it was Scarface.
Sweeney Todd.
It was something very actually, like whatever the scene was. Oh, yeah, it was the end of Scarface.
Or was it the Untouchables, that scene where like Al Capone is getting a straight razor and he like accidentally nicks Al Capone and like the guy, like he kills the guy.
Yeah. No, and so they kept stopping and being like, oh, at the action parts, and we're like, hey, I need you to focus on shaving my neck and not doing this. And Luke and I both left and we were like, we made it out of there, and that's a success. We'll call that a win.
Well, that'd be bad if you were, you know, you did like straight razor shaving, you know, as your main job, but then like on the side you had a side gig as a cellist and you got the movements mixed up one day.
there's a pretty big overlap in that Venn diagram of barbers and cellists.
Like, oh no, this isn't a bow, it's a razor.
That's your movie right there, Brandon.
Ooh, yeah. A secret society.
Serial cellist.
It could be like the beekeeper or whatever. There's like a secret society. It's like the cellist society. And they're all...
Yeah. the red violin part two.
Yeah, they're all stringed instruments. The redder stringed violin. Instrument killers.
If you film it in the United States, you don't have to get 100% tariffs on it. So that's good.
Oh yeah, true.
Little social commentary slidden in there.
Here's a comment. My husband mostly notices makeup when he has to pay for it.
There you go. Okay.
Also,
there you go, Steve.
That person's username is PME Flaccid Cox.
What? I missed that.
PM, which is private message. PM me Flaccid Cox is their username. The person's like just asking going. For trouble.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's a good little push and rope button.
Oh, speaking of, that's a good reminder that we should plug the Patreon. If you want extra content. No.
Hey, Flaccid Cox, PM us.
No. Well, we done?
Yeah, we did it.
All right, well... Thank you all for listening. Please support the show over at Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense. Watch us over on YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. Also feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. After you've done all that, please also rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. We'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Get out of here and come on back and listen.
See you next week.
Please.